by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of the graphic novelist Daniel Clowes, born in Chicago in 1961. Known as one of the better writers among his generation of graphic novelists, his graphic novel Ghost World was made into a movie in 2001. He tried to support himself after college as a freelance illustrator, but he said, "I felt like I had a set of talents that were of absolutely no use to the world. It was as if I were a great blacksmith or something." So he started his own series of comic books called 8-Ball, which mixed elements of old-fashioned comics like Archie and Veronica with surrealism and detective stories and autobiography. Ghost World was his big breakthrough. It was a book about two teenage girls named Enid and Becky who take great pleasure in hating almost everything about their lives in the suburbs and the culture of their generation. Daniel Clowes, who said comics are in a sense the ultimate domain of the artist who seeks to wield absolute control over his imagery. It was on this day in 1828, Noah Webster published his American Dictionary of the English Language to set standards of spelling and meaning for American English at a time when Americans in Vermont spoke French and New Yorkers spoke Dutch and people in Pennsylvania spoke German. That dictionary contains 70,000 words, and Webster did all the work himself. It's believed to be the last dictionary to have been completed by one person without any assistance. And the dictionary had the results that Webster intended. It standardized spelling and pronunciation. The United States now has the fewest dialects of any major country in history. It's the anniversary of Black Sunday, the day back in 1935. Sunny and calm, a Sunday, people on their way home from church or out visiting friends, when they saw huge flocks of birds flying south, away from a dark black cloud on the northern horizon, which they realized was not a storm cloud, but a cloud of dirt blown up by the wind. It swept across parts of Colorado, New Mexico, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. It was like a black tidal wave that came down from the sky. People standing a few yards away from their homes got lost in the dark and had to grab onto fence posts to keep from being blown to the ground. And out of that day came the term the Dust Bowl. It was 4 years later, on the same day, 1939, John Steinbeck published his novel about the farmers displaced by the Dust Bowl drought, The Grapes of Wrath, the story of three generations of the Jode family who lose their farm in Oklahoma, set off across the country for the paradise of California, the chapters about the Jodes interspersed with chapters describing the migration as a whole. Steinbeck had spent several weeks in the valleys of Southern California, observing the conditions of the migrant farmers who were there, began writing newspaper and magazine articles about it, and then wrote a sort of satiric novel that he, at the last minute, decided not to publish, and wrote The Grapes of Wrath at a tremendous rate, about 2,000 words a day, finished it in about 5 months. Here's a poem for today by Philip Larkin, a poem titled The Trees. The trees are coming into leaf, like something almost being said. The recent buds relax and spread. Their greenness is a kind of grief. Is it that they are born again and we grow old? No, they die too. Their yearly trick of looking new is written down in rings of grain. Yet still the unresting castles thresh in full-grown thickness every May. Last year is dead, they seem to say. Begin afresh, afresh, afresh. The Trees, Philip Larkin, from his collected poems published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.